I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we do not have any minutes for approval tonight, so we'll move into staff reports. The sheriff is not here, so we don't have that. Andy, we'll start with the fire department report.
Since the last period, we've had 15 runs, calls for service. Most of those, 10 of those, which is a slower time, but usually we've been up in the 20s or 30s, and sometimes in the 50s. 10 of them were EMS calls, one motor vehicle accident, one building fire, which was a mutual aid call. We've been to Uber Heights once, Bethel Clark twice, and New Carlisle once.
Okay, that's it?
That's all we got.
All right, are you going to give a report for Mike?
I will try.
Okay, this will be the zoning department report.
So, I printed off the wrong one, I guess, because that's the agenda for the upcoming meeting. So, he has a meeting coming up.
Thursday night
is going to get moved to November 2nd.
Okay.
There'll be two cases heard that night. The one was going to be heard anyway because it was tabled from last month, and the people weren't going to be at the regular meeting that heard it. So there's only three of them, so they moved it to the 2nd. And then with his grandmother passing away, the viewing and everything is on Thursday. So he called and talked to the other applicant, and they're going to move everything until November 2nd. Okay. There is no zoning commission meeting this month. And I'm sorry, that's the only report I got.
Okay.
Okay. Administrator's report, Andy.
Okay, do that one too. There are two resolutions on your agenda this evening. The first resolution is to accept the resignation from Stacy McKenzie as the assistant to the fiscal officer. The second resolution is a little strange. I'll try and explain that. It's to document the official name, place, and year established of Bethel Township. Basically, for our system of award management, the FEMA grant, where we get all of our federal funding from, it was time to update that. They have a new requirement that you have to provide documentation of all the years you were formed and all that stuff. We don't have everything from that original documents, probably because there was a giant fire in like 1814 or something like that. This basically just documents everything so we can have an official approved signed document to send to the system of award management so we can go ahead and get the rest of our FEMA funding. To finish that up is the fill station, the SCBA fill station. We still have to finish up that grant funding.
Okay.
But we renew that every time. This is just a new requirement.
Okay, thank you.
Let me keep going. I'd like to thank everybody for attending the fire department open house. It was a big success, even though we had some colder weather this year. I think we had well over 200 people that attended. All the events went without a hitch. We did get Care Flight to come out, even though that was the third Care Flight because the other two had calls. So it took a little bit to get those out. But we did have that, and so I appreciate everyone coming. And the Township and Fire Department will be participating in the booth or treat at the elementary school this coming Friday. And for trick or treat on Thursday, we'll have the trucks out in the neighborhoods handing out candy to anybody who's out doing the trick or treats. So there you go.
All right. Thank you, Andy. We'll move to trustee reports, Beth.
Okay. Hang on. I actually took a picture of what I was going to say. I already sent to Debbie. Andy and I went to Miami County last week to meet with Josh LaCocca. He's the replacement for Doug Evans. There will be a water line going from along 202 from where it stops now, which is just north of Fountain all the way up to Studebaker Road. They're using ARPA funds to pay for that, for the design and engineering and the installation, two-thirds of the installation. So we met with Josh to talk about that project. They won't start construction until 2025, spring or summer 2025. Everybody, wanted to give everybody a heads up, the farm equipment is on the roads. I did a video for that last week for social media, and the farmer said thank you very much because people are flying by them. So if you can, just slow down and give them a break, that'd be great. I'm sure Dom would appreciate it too. Thursday, trick-or-treat in the township, 6 to 8. Andy mentioned it, but I've had two calls from people, so I did post that again on social media. Friday, we're going to have this booth or treat at the school. I'm not there, but the other two trustees are going, and Deborah Watson is going. And then another heads up for the deer. I've called ODOT twice today for two dead deer on 202. So they're on their way to pick them up. That's all I got.
All right, thank you, Beth. Mm-hmm. Julie?
No. 1 second. Okay, October 15th, I attended the fire open house. I just want to say it was very well attended and the food was fantastic. And just say thanks to everyone that helped to make it a success. And all, as always, thank you to our first responders. I attended the school board meeting on October 16th. No issues about the township were discussed, so nothing to report there. And October 22nd, LifeWise had an open house. They are looking for van drivers to shuttle kids back and forth between the school and Brandt. It's in the mornings. If you're interested, let me know, and I can direct you to the website to do the application. And that's all I have.
All right. Thanks, Julie. For my report, I attended the open house as well. I attended the school board meeting. I did go up here on Route 40 before you get to Fountain. And looked at a drainage issue with a resident, but it really didn't have anything to do with the township. But he called, knew I was in construction and farming and all, and wanted me to look. And it was clear back behind his house. And things are always interesting. Basically, I had to explain water don't run uphill. Was pumping it up instead of down. So that worked out okay. Had a very nice conversation, a great guy. I was talking with a guy that I know that owns Lowman's down here, the car rebuilder place. He's got a couple zoning issues coming up, and so I went and looked at those with him just so I was aware of what was going on and everything, and kind of explained some things to him. Mike went with me. And that went real well. I might have reported it before, but I had a resident on Wildcat want me to come and look at a tree that had fallen down from his neighbors across his fence to see if we could do anything about it. Well, it's 500 foot back off of the road, and the tree, I don't know, it fell over, but it's still 20 foot up in the air where it's caught on another tree. I told him he's going to have to get up. I thought if I had to take my tractor up there with the loader or something, I would, but I wouldn't even be able to reach it. It's up there so high. So that's some of the issues that I've been looking at. So that's trustee reports. We move on to public comments on items on the agenda. Beth, you need to come up, please.
And state your name and address.
You'll see why I was going to stay seated.
I'm sorry, what?
You'll see why I was going to stay seated.
Well, that's okay.
Make sure that.
Right here, and see if I turn, push the button, the red light. There you go.
Okay, it was just a question for Andy that when you get the historical information, can you put something online so that we can get it too and read the history of the township?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, it's Beth Houston, 6650 Palmer Road.
Thanks, Beth. Any other public comments, items on the agenda? Okay, moving on. Andy, action items?
Sure. The first one is Resolution 23-10-069, a resolution to accept the resignation of Stacy McKenzie as the assistant to the fiscal officer.
I move for the adoption of Resolution 23-10-069.
Do I have a second?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll second the motion to accept Stacy's resignation.
Okay.
So we have a motion, we have a second. Is there discussion?
I'd just like to say that Stacy McKenzie has done a great job for the township. I am very sorry that she's leaving. As you all know, we've had a receptionist, admin assistant for probably 10 years, Andy? What would you say? Maybe 12 years, at least.
Going back to probably 2010.
Yeah, okay, so 13, 14 years. And that person answered the phones, did the mail, filed stuff, was kind of a greeter. But when the last person left, Debbie saw a need for additional help for her accounting, for the filing. And Stacy stepped in and did a fantastic job. She was skilled in that because, as you all know, she's the fiscal officer at Bethel Clark, and Debbie had actually stepped in and helped Bethel Clark get their accounts straight 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I don't know. Anyway, so I'm very sorry that she's gone. She's been a great help, and it'll be tough to replace her.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay.
Were you going to read it?
Andy, are you reading it?
I can if you want me to. I wasn't planning on it. I mean, if you want it read, I can read it. I included it in your packet for information, but...
You want it read?
Do you want it read?
Yes.
Okay. Andy, will you read it?
Sure. Let me get to it.
While he's finding it, didn't you send us an email asking us not to read it?
I sent an email asking that it not be included in anything because no resignation letters have been in the past. But now that it has been included, I think we should go ahead. And okay. Beth felt that it should be read.
Okay.
I don't care either way. I mean,
I thought we was reading it, so that's fine. If anything like that, I think we read. Isn't this about the first township official we've had? I mean, we always talk about and approve the firemen and EMS.
Yeah, I mean, this goes back for a while. We've had other people from the township side of it, but most of the fire side is the ones we usually deal with.
Okay.
All right, this is dated October 11th, 2023, to Debbie and Andy. This letter serves as my formal resignation from my position as fiscal assistant at Bethel Township, Miami County. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I have really enjoyed my time as an employee with the township, and I have felt welcomed and appreciated by the majority of the staff. I will dearly miss that. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to work alongside you and the many wonderful individuals employed at the township. Since January 2022, my position has been questioned countless times by Trustee Julie Reese, which I found very unprofessional and blatantly disrespectful. Additionally, actions of Trustee Reese have created an aggressive and toxic environment for all the employees. On Wednesday, October 4th, 2023, I attended the Meet the Candidate night for the township and asked one candidate valid, reasonable questions that may potentially affect my position there. Since this event, I have been slandered and defamed on social media sites by Trustee Reese and her posse. I had previously been offered a position with another employer, but only decided to accept it after this series of badgering events involving Trustee Reese. I wish the township the best in the future, and again, thank you for the opportunity. Goes on to say, best of luck, Stacy McKenzie, and then her signature.
No, thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
None of the comments.
Okay,
go
ahead.
I just want to make sure it was read first.
Okay.
So, since I was called out in the resignation more than once, I have a response or some discussion, as we call it during the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know where to begin, so I will first address the resignation letter charges. I barely know Ms. McKenzie, so I was somewhat surprised by her accusations. There are no desks within the township offices for the trustees, so I do not sit near and rarely interact with the staff. Ms. McKenzie is the assistant to the fiscal officer, a part-time position. As a trustee, I am not tasked with giving her direction or tasks to complete. She works directly for and is supervised by Debbie Watson, our fiscal officer. I do go in occasionally to pick up my snail mail. When I walk in the office, at times Ms. McKenzie has been sitting at the desk that is in the open part of the offices. I politely say good morning or good afternoon, pick up my mail, and leave the office saying goodbye on the way out. These brief encounters with her have taken place a handful of times during my tenure as trustee. I'm in my second year. Ms. McKenzie charges that I have questioned her position countless times. Typically, the trustees discuss township items during the workshops that Ms. McKenzie does not attend. I do not remember this coming up at a work session. It may have, I don't remember. But I do wonder about a situation where our fiscal officer is an assistant to the fire chief, but then she also has an assistant. As a trustee, I feel it is my duty to spend our tax dollars wisely, and in general, us having multiple assistant positions is possibly not a good business model. If the fire chief needs an assistant, then we should hire him an assistant, freeing up the time of the fiscal officer and thereby only paying for one assistant. This is not personal. It is merely a business consideration that could potentially save us money. I've never spoken to Ms. McKenzie about her position, let alone countless times. Ms. McKenzie also charges that my actions created an aggressive and toxic work environment for all of the employees. I am an elected official who does not always agree with the other elected officials. Again, this is nothing personal. It is strictly about the issues facing our township. I have only had one encounter with Ms. McKenzie that went beyond the greeting, the good morning, good afternoon. At the November 22nd meeting of last year, I voted no to giving the part-time employee position a bonus. This was resolution 22-11-078. I explained during the meeting that my reasoning is because philosophically, I do not believe in giving part-time positions a bonus. In addition, the bonus was the same dollar amount as was being given to our road crew who worked 40 or more hours out in the elements. In my opinion, it was not fair for anyone working part-time to receive the same bonus as those working 40 hours. In January of 2023, so the following month, while at a training conference given by the OSBA in Columbus, I attended a team dinner. Ms. McKenzie also attended this dinner. Upon leaving, on the sidewalk in front of the restaurant, Ms. McKenzie began shouting at me for voting no. I tried to explain to her that it had nothing to do with her, that I didn't know her or anything about her job performance, that it was simply a philosophical belief of mine that part-time employees should not receive bonuses. She did not accept my reasoning and continued to shout at me all the way up the block to the car garage. Ms. McKenzie charges I have slandered and defamed her on social media. I have never, ever said a single solitary word about her on social media, good or bad. I have never verbally said anything negative about her personally or about her job performance because I don't know. As mentioned previously, other than the encounter outside the restaurant, I have not had any discussions with her, just good morning or good afternoon when I walk into the office. Anyone who knows me knows that I do not attack people personally. I am happy to discuss issues. I try to stick to the facts as I understand them. I do not have a posse, nor would I ever ask anyone else to speak on my behalf. I'm quite capable of speaking for myself. Just because someone writes accusations in a resignation letter, it does not make them true. I see not one example or citation from meetings or social media to support her accusations of unprofessionalism, disrespectfulness, slander, defamation, or badgering. This is because there are none. I hope anyone reading her letter will do proper research and consider her behavior. I would contend that her actions are textbook definitions of the term she used. Shouting at someone in public on the sidewalk is unprofessional and disrespectful. Stating someone has trashed her on social media when they have not is slander. And stating they have badgered her when they have barely even spoken is defamation. When I ran for public office, I accepted that I would be disliked by some for not agreeing with them, for speaking the truth, for standing up for my beliefs, or maybe just because I rubbed them the wrong way. I also accepted that people would say things about me that were just not true. What bothers me most about this letter is the behavior of my fellow elected colleagues. I went back through the minutes to January of 2020 and could not find one resignation where the letter was included in writing or even read at the meeting. Yet when I asked about it being included this time, it was stated that many resignation letters have been read over the years, and Trustee Van Haren felt this one should be read aloud at the meeting because sharing what our employees think of working here is key to being transparent as an organization. Township Administrator Earhart sent an email to me that Trustee Black set the agenda, and I would have to ask to have the letter removed during the meeting.
I did ask for meeting references where a resignation letter has been read. Administrator Earhart said he would try to find some, which I do appreciate, but I don't have any yet. So the letter, which I contend is not factual, has been included this evening. There was no discussion involving me, nor did anyone ask me any questions about the letter as to validity. In addition, those at the sidewalk incident did not say a single word about it to me, nor did they talk to Ms. McKenzie about how inappropriate it is to have a shouting scene in public on a sidewalk. If there is a saying, if everybody likes what you're doing it wrong. I will state once again that I was put here as trustee by the citizens of Bethel Township. I listen to their input and try to represent them as best I can. This may mean disagreeing with other trustees or staff at times. That's my discussion.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, Andy, we've had a motion, a second, and discussion. Will you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Van Heeren?
Yes.
Oh, hold on, let me get back to my page here. Trying to do 10 things at once over here. Mrs. Reese?
I didn't second it.
Okay. I really don't care. It's your vote. Are you going to give a vote or not?
I didn't second it.
Okay. You got a vote.
I have a vote.
Then give it.
No.
Thank you. Mr. Black?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I got a question. Okay. Second action item, Andy.
Resolution 23-10-070, a resolution documenting the official name, place, and year established of Bethel Township, Miami County, Ohio.
I move for the adoption of Resolution 23-10-070.
I second it.
Okay, discussion?
None.
Tell everybody when it was established.
Oh, sure. Let me get to my resolution here. So, Bethel Township was established. Goodness gracious. The very last page I looked at. Make sure I get all my dates right here. Bethel Township was established in 1807.
Okay.
Bethel Township was formed as a part of the extensive territory known as Elizabeth, which is accurately located in the history of Elizabeth Township. At the first meeting of the county commissioners, Miami County was divided into five townships, one of which was Bethel. And it was the first because it came in alphabetical order. Beginning at the southeast corner of the county and continuing over to the Great Miami River, and then a line between the 9th and 10th ranges, then east to a line up the county line. In 1858, there was a big fire in West Charleston, which destroyed all the early records of the township. So we're just putting this resolution out to say that we were established in 1807. We're listed as Bethel Township Trustees in Miami County, Ohio. They also do business from time to time as Board of Trustees of Bethel, and that their physical address is 8735 South 2ND, because that makes a difference between actually spelling it out, because they kicked it last time because we listed it as 2ND. We listed it as SECOND, and they wanted it as 2ND. Huh. So it's very
specific
on how they want it. So that's how we are listed as a township.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Other discussion?
Nope.
Okay. Andy, call the roll, please.
Mrs.
Beth Van Heeren.
Beth Van Heeren, yes. I'm sorry, yes. Mrs. Reese.
Yes.
Mr. Black.
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, we're to public comments on any topic. Lorna?
I just wanted to say, with the passing of Steve Jones.
Wait a minute. With passing of what?
Steve Jones.
Oh, yes.
DJs, would encourage everybody to go patronage them when they open up, show support.
Definitely.
And because I know just even being closed down for a little bit, Diana's going to be trying to recoup. But I think seeing the community come back and really rally and hopefully just order the crap out of everything they've got.
That'd be good.
We'll let her know. She know, they know everybody cares, but...
Do we know when the official reopening is, Lorna? Have
she's
you heard?
Not said anything.
I haven't heard either, so...
She's not said a thing, so... And it's just, you know, be there for Janine and Wilbur as well, because they're still, they're suffering as well, so... With the loss. But he was a big part of the township, mm-hmm. from...
Yep.
Supporting school when the kids were in soccer to everything, band, everything Alyssa did. So, but yeah, just encourage everybody to come across to go patronize their...
If you have that opening, will you let me know? So I can let the fire guys know and everything else.
And put it on the Facebook,
yeah.
Township mm-hmm. Facebook page.
Yes.
So
please.
Everybody can, because I mean, everybody from Huber loves that place. I mean, it's just... It's a
the local note. Ice cream stand.
It's a staple
so,
note.
Yep.
So,
do you know if Wilbur's come home yet?
You know,
Natalie?
No,
he,
not yet.
No, I had heard he hadn't either.
He, they moved him. I went to Steve's viewing, and they were supposed to move him that night. And then I went over a day or so later and seen Janine. And she said, you know, they was hoping that he'd come home. And I told her I would go visit him. I have not because I had a cold, and I didn't want to make him sick. So thank you, Lorna. That's very nice.
We see anything pop up. I watch their Facebook page constantly, and you know, Natalie and I talk to Janine a lot, but she's gonna need all of our support in more ways than one. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments?
I have one.
All right.
So
you gotta tell us who you are and where you live.
Kevin Boer, 9680 State Route 202.
Yep.
I was made aware the night of the last zoning meeting about Pap Oil wanting to turn their property into a 55 semi parking lot right behind my house. I didn't know if there was anything the trustees would say about it, do about it, have any say, or if you're aware of it. There's some other people that are here that aren't very happy about it, and I just wanted to bring it up.
Jack Duty came to our last meeting and kind of filled us in. That was the first that I really knew of it. I told Jack I'd come over and look at it as well. And now, Andy, that's coming up November 2nd.
Correct.
It's a BZA case, so the trustees don't vote on it.
I didn't know, but I just wanted to
make
sure you guys were aware
of it.
That whole area in there, I know it's growing and all that stuff, and they're using a loophole for not being able to park trucks in Huber Heights and Vandalia. They found them a honey hole, and there's got to be 300 semis back there now.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Go ahead.
Where do you live exactly? Do you live by David Shock?
I live on 202. David Shock lives on Wildcat.
Okay.
So
you're...
basically, they're between us, David Shock and myself.
So you live by Fisher's?
Right next door.
Okay.
Clyde's old place.
Huh?
Clyde's old place. Clyde's used to live
there. Okay.
If you remember them.
Yep.
Okay. So Jack Duty asked... there was like a traffic study or something that we could require them to do. I did talk to two, and I need to call Jack about this, two friends who are civil engineers who work in the road development area, and they both said a traffic study could be required. I'm not sure if the township can require that, so we're checking into that.
Okay, that would be awesome, because like I said, right now it's not horrible, but if it's gonna be, I mean, it's gonna be right on the other side of my fence, where they're gonna put it. And I'm really not into listening to air brakes at all the time, all night long, and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the few pieces that comes way up into that area.
Yeah. Yeah, myself and there's another neighbor right next to me, but they're not real concerned about anything, so.
Well,
yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That BZA meeting is November 2nd.
Right, it got moved.
Yeah.
I think that would be good if you came to that.
And I also think that Jack had a concern that said he last time that he didn't know anything about it. So Andy has talked to Mike and forth. We're required by law to send out notifications to 300 feet on either side of the property, which gets you two, maybe three properties. But Mike's going to change it so that he's sending a letter. If it's a Wiley Industrial Park, everybody's going to get a letter from now on out. That way, at least you all have an idea of what's going
on.
Well, because it's so close in there, and you know, one person adding 20 trucks is a big deal.
Yeah, and they're talking 55.
I'm just using 20 as an example. I know they're talking a lot more, but just, you know.
And it's PAP oil, so they're tankers.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yes.
Mr. Trimbach.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Tim Trimbach. I live at 1300 Senna here in Tip City, which is Bethel Township.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm following up on what Kevin was discussing. I am wondering, and I heard you mention that you're looking to see what the trustees leverages in requiring a study of traffic. 55 new trucks running up and down Gibson Drive and Lisa Drive is going to be way more than what it can handle, because the amount of trucking right now that's going through there, the semis and rigs and trailers, are way beyond the capacity of what that industrial port can handle. Mm-hmm. We have, my location of my business at Trimbach's Body Shop is right in front of Lisa Drive where they turn, mm-hmm. and I see Gibson Drive. And Gibson Drive and Lisa Drive, the actual roads are darn near destroyed. I don't know if anybody has been up and down those roads lately and stopped in front of my business and looked. When I get a truck that runs up and down through there, it has truly changed the way my business operates. I get customers that pull up in their cars for me to look at their car. I walk out there, I have to literally wait to have a conversation. Because when these trucks drive by over the top of this blacktop, it is like a bouncing fair going through there.
Yeah.
And it's so noisy that I cannot communicate with my customers. It's affecting the way we do business. It truly is changing everything in that industrial court. And I'm not opposed to change.
Right.
At all. I am only opposed to studies not being done to see what the direct impact is on the businesses that actually exist there already.
Right.
We've had some zoning changes happen that have affected things, in my own personal opinion, in a negative way. And I don't see this improving things in any fashion. I see it actually creating more of a mechanism that causes people to leave the area rather than embrace the area. So, and that's a concern for me.
Well, I think Wylie was designed to be an industrial park with small manufacturing and small businesses, not so much of a trucking
zone. Not a trucking.
And
with the gravel pit that's up in behind there, it affects things tremendously. Now with the trucking that's already impacting us greatly, we see so many accidents. I don't even know if there's reports of how many on Gibson Drive and 202. Of the semis trying to turn right and left.
Oh, really?
Oh, they can't turn because the road is not designed for being able to turn out of there. They take out the telephone poles, they take out the actual telephone boxes that are established there. We lose all of our power. We lose our ability to actually receive phone calls and do business.
Yeah.
And it's the same way on Lisa Drive. They run over the top of the telephone outlets so many times down through there that it's unbelievable. It's almost a joke with the businesses through there. I wonder how long it'll be before it gets run over again by another truck. So I just don't know if the trustees have leverage to deal with the fact that these roads aren't designed for this type of semi-travel. And as Kevin had stated earlier, all of the trucking that used to be on Executive Boulevard has been shut down. Huber Heights will not pass any zoning changes to allow trucking. They're actually removing all the trucking out of that area and moving them over to 235 and over to us on Gibson Drive in Wylie Industrial Court, which to me is not right. So I am just looking and appealing to the trustees to look into this and see what can be done to help prevent the businesses that are on Gibson and Lisa Drive from being affected any more than you already have. And I know Mr. Duty has been in touch with you all as well. And I know there's other business owners down through there that are unhappy with it also. So we're just not sure where to turn and what to do.
Well, that's an interesting perspective. I know that once upon a time we talked about preventing additional store and locks from coming in here. I'm not sure if we could prevent additional trucking facilities from coming in. I mean, municipalities have that, right? I'm not sure townships do, so that's something we should definitely take a look at.
I would love to see, and truly I'm appealing for help in that area.
Yeah, I know, it's interesting.
Yeah, I just don't know what can be done to stem that flow. And even if you just look at it from a safety standpoint, being able to turn a vehicle, they can't turn on those roads.
Right, yeah.
They actually come down Lisa Drive and run over the stop sign.
Right.
The stop sign's been taken out so many times, let alone the cars. I drove down Lisa Drive tonight from my business and turned around at the circle and came back. And on my way back, I had to stop probably 100 yards in order to allow two semis to be able to turn in. And then once I got up to the stop sign, another semi was trying to turn in and darn near hit me. I had to pull into the grass, up and around, just to clear him so he could finish turning.
Yeah.
I go up to 202 to the traffic light, and there's a semi turning to the left onto Gibson Drive. I had to actually go into the grass there at Tremble in order to keep him from hitting me. And he had no intention of slowing down.
Yeah. Well, he's bigger, so.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just blown away. I'm wondering who gives these people their license, but that's a whole other discussion.
Do all of those gravel trucks come down there too?
Yes, they do. The gravel trucks are unbelievably busy down there.
How many would that be a day, you think?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, but I'd love to see a count done on it. I really would. But I'll bet you in a period of an hour, I see 20 vehicles run up through there. So. And our sheriff's department, God love them, they come down through there every once in a while, but they've got way too much territory to cover. It's a 25-mile-an-hour zone, and they fly through there.
Yeah, we've had several reports of speeding that have passed on to them.
It's terrible. And I would love to tell you that I have never exceeded the speed limit on Gibson Drive, but that's not true. Okay? So, and I have the actual ticket to prove that. But I sure don't like seeing the semis fly through there. The amount of times I've come close to watching customers of mine trying to back out of there, which is why it's 25.
Right, right.
It's so that people have time to move out of all these business parking lots. They don't have time.
Yeah, so no, not if they're flying.
By the time they're getting from 202 turning on to Gibson Drive, they're already at 45 mile an hour most of the time before they hit my business.
And you're not that far
down
there.
And I'm not that far down, no. So, not to mention, it's a whole another issue with the amount of vehicles that are not truck-related that are flying through there. Mm-hmm. So, as you understand.
Yes, sir.
So, these are my concerns. These are the conversations I'd love to see opened. I know that the zoning meeting is going to have that same issue on November 2nd.
Well, please come to that.
And I will. I'm just hoping that the trustees can find some answers to some of these issues or ideas regarding what can be done, possibly ahead of that.
Okay.
So.
I'll take a look to see if we can. I don't know if we can shut down trucking.
I know.
I'm not sure that's within our range.
I'm not sure regarding planning as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know what is in your purview of your planning abilities to look at and say, you know, unless this is planned for expansion on these roads.
Right.
It cannot handle additional traffic. I don't know what the
trustees
range
is. Well, I don't think those roads were ever designed for big trucks.
No, they were not.
Not 20 of them an hour.
No. So, okay.
Because we repaved those in 2017, I think.
17.
And they are a wreck.
Really?
They are a wreck.
Okay.
So.
And we've been replacing catch basins that have been getting damaged.
The catch basins are terrible.
Yeah.
The one right across from my business is so collapsed from being run over so many times. And it's on the opposite side of the street. And it's going to collapse inward. It's going to literally bring the entire thing in. So it's just not designed for that.
Correct.
So, okay. Yeah. That is all that I have, truly. And I just am asking and appealing to the trustees for any help in these areas. Mm.
We will be looking at it, and like I say, please come on November 2nd, but we'll try to see what we can do before then.
Thank you for all your time.
Thank you. Okay, any other public comments on any topic? Okay, Andy, announcements.
Once again, October 26th is Beggars Night from 6 to 8 p.m. The October 26th BZA meeting is moved to November 2nd, where it's listed as a special meeting on there, and there will be no zoning commission that evening. October 27th, which is Friday night, is the PTA booth retreat at Bethel Local Schools. We'll be up there for that. And like I said before, the trucks will be out in the neighborhoods, passing out candy on trick-or-treat night. Fire trucks, they turn on their lights, kids love it, and we try not to run over anybody. November 7th, the trustees workshop meeting has been canceled due to election day. So that says trustees workshop, it should say trustees regular meeting on the 14th, and it should be 7 p.m., not 9. Excuse
me. Oh, okay. Okay, are there, we need a motion to record payment of warrants.
I will make a motion to record the payment of the warrants. Did you say?
I'm going to go ahead and read the numbers.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. warrants 901 through 2023 through 934-2024. Those are electronic warrants. And then regular warrants 54153 through 54174.
I'll second it, but I think you said 934-2024. It should be 2023.
Oh, I thought I said 2023. Okay.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Nope.
No, Julie?
No.
Okay. Andy, will you call the roll, please?
Mr. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay. Now let me back up here. All right. So motion to adjourn is in order.
I'll motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All right. We got a motion and a second to adjourn. Is there any discussion? Nope. Andy?
Trying to do it right. Mrs. Reese?
Yes.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
And Mr. Black?
Whoop! I banged it first. I'm supposed to say yes, and then bang it and say motion passes. Right. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for
coming. And we will see you.
Time.
Oh, Julie says I've got to have the time. I believe it is 7:42 is when we adjourn. We will see you hopefully at the BZA meeting on the 2nd and the trustees regular meeting on the 14th.
BZA, what time?
7. No, wait a minute, 6:30. Yeah, but don't come at 7, be here at 6:30. Come quarter after and we'll talk beforehand.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming.